As students across the state say goodbye to summer, state lawmakers are doing the same thing. The state legislature starts its fall session on Tuesday, and there is a lot that needs to get done, beginning with the budget. Shana Roth is here with us now. She's a legislative reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hello, Shana.
Hey, Cindy.
And Riley Began is with us, political reporter for Bridge Magazine. Riley, welcome. And here we are 5 weeks away from the October 1 start of the state's new fiscal year. Is it safe to say, Riley, budget is job one?
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much people agree that it is going to be the only thing on people's minds until the end of the day on September 30th.
So, Shana, your take first? What are the major sticking points for legislative leaders and Governor Whitmer as they try to get this deal done before that deadline?
I mean, the biggest sticking point is really the roads, and more importantly, how are we going to hit that more than $2 billion benchmark that Governor Whitmer has sort of put in the sand, saying this is what we need in order to really fix our state's crumbling roads. As a lot of people are aware, she presented her budget back in March, and she said we need to increase the state's gas and fuel tax by 45 cents per gallon. And Republicans have really, really balked at that idea, and they're saying that that is just not possible, that people can't afford that. So they've been trying to come up with some sort of alternative plan that Governor Whitmer would also be on board with. So that's going to be huge for this budget. But also, how do we pay for the other big things, including education and environmental cleanup?
And Riley, I think it seems pretty safe from reading your reporting in Bridge and the reporting that Shane has been doing. People pretty much agree, yeah, we need over $2 billion. It's how to get there. Is the governor's 45-cent a gallon gas tax increase, where does that stand?
So both of the leaders in the legislature, Senator Mike Shirkey and Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield, have said that is not going to work. They are not behind that idea. You know, Mike Shirkey has agreed that we do need that amount of money, but Lee Chatfield is not really fully on board with that yet. He's trying to kind of move things around within the budget to try to avoid increasing taxes. But unfortunately, we don't know a lot about what the Republican proposal is going to be. Most of the conversations have been behind closed doors.
And it certainly is clear from your piece in Bridge that House Speaker Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Shirkey are not on the same page. So Mike Shirkey's kind of admitting the need for those higher taxes.
Yep, exactly.
And when we've heard a number of like almost like little thought balloons popping up from Lee Chatfield, including something involving teacher pensions. But there's been so I'm hearing you say no real substantive plan from the GOP to say, here, we have this instead.
Yeah, they have basically both of their budgets have hinted at some possible room for changes, but they haven't said exactly what they want to do. You know, Chatfield has said we should eliminate the sales tax on gasoline, which is dedicated to schools and local governments, and that instead that money would go to roads. But the governor has said, I am not going to do that unless you can show me where the money for schools and local government are going to come from elsewhere.
How likely do you both think we are to see a roads deal that will include new revenue, which means higher taxes? What do you think, Shana?
I think we will probably see one before October 1st. I mean, I think that's kind of, I mean, we'll have to see at least some sort of a deal before that deadline. But I think at some point it's going to be either they're all going to be able to agree on something or behind closed doors and then sort of come out and say, hey, look, everybody, we've got a budget, which I think is what they're hoping to do at some point. Or what's going to happen is GOP leaders are going to get frustrated with Governor Whitmer and her not agreeing to their ideas. And they're just going to release their own plan and say, see, this is what she should sign. This is what we think. I will note that last week, Shirkey and Chatfield had a meeting with Governor Whitmer. This was supposedly where they were going to present some sort of idea. And while they are keeping their official negotiations confidential, Governor Whitmer claimed that their plan would cut public education resources and wouldn't raise enough money for the roads to begin with. And Republican leaders have come out and said, actually, that's not the case.
Riley, what's your take? If you were betting, how likely are we to see a roads deal that will mean higher taxes for that new revenue?
I mean, if there are three major players in this and two of them are saying we need a little bit more revenue, I think it's likely that something is going to come out of that. I really doubt it's going to be a 45-cent increase. That kind of seemed like an opening volley. But You know, this is the governor's major campaign slogan, her big promise. You know, she made a bit of a compromise on auto insurance, and sort of the word around town here is that, you know, she's going to try to get something from them in exchange on roads. We don't know what that's going to be, but I have a feeling that money will be involved in the final solution.
Is there any thought that the governor would consider a budget without a roads plan, Riley?
She has said that she will not sign anything that doesn't involve, you know, some sort of real solution for roads. So unless she changes her mind on that, I don't think that's going to happen.
And Shana, there was a memo or an email that went out from the state budget director late last week to every department head in state government. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this was essentially the email that said, everybody start batting down the hatches, you know, get ready for a potential shutdown. This is something that obviously nobody really wants to happen, but they have to be realistic. And in the email, Kolb said, we are closing in on the month of September and we are without a signed budget for the fiscal year. Because the new fiscal year is just over 5 weeks away, they have to start contingency planning in the event that they don't have a budget. He says that, you know, they're going to be optimistic, but they have to start preparing and figuring out what that's going to mean for different departments, because while the government might be shut down, there are still parts of it that will have to work despite the shutdown.
So that kind of little warning shot across the bow,
yes,
came from State Budget Director Chris Kolb. If you've just joined us, we are talking about the impending beginning of the fall legislative session as we talk with Riley Beggin, political reporter for Bridge Magazine, and Shana Roth, the legislative reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Riley, what other big priorities do you think the legislature will try to tackle apart from the budget, and roads?
Yeah, after we get through September, it looks like there are going to be a couple different things that might be able to make progress on. The first one is this sort of continuing trend of criminal justice reform legislation. Both Republicans and Democrats in the state house are seeing pretty eye to eye on this right now. So there's legislation that would raise the age of a juvenile in the criminal court system from 17 to 18. Some legislation related to expungement, specifically, you know, including past convictions involving marijuana possession, and then a bunch of bills that are kind of trying to prevent the next Larry Nassar from happening. So those are some of the criminal justice things that are coming. You know, there are some environmental protection initiatives that may be on the table. Some of that involves the budget and some of that is outside of that, but, you know, related to helping water utilities swap out old service lines, you know, installing contaminant filters on drinking fountains, researching PFAS. And then another big thing is skilled trades training. Both the Republican legislature and Governor Whitmer have said that it's important to make sure that Michiganders are prepared for a changing economy. And that's something that we may be able to see movement on as well.
And what are you keeping your eye on, Shana Roth?
Really all of those things, particularly the criminal justice reform. From what I'm hearing, they might actually start with some of those bills this week. They recently had a task force on that issue. So I really think we're going to see a lot of, you know, bills surrounding criminal justice. I also think that we're probably going to be seeing some education bills being kind of focused on and put through the legislature. There's the third grade reading law that I think some people are a little bit concerned about what the practical impact of that is going to be and are keeping an eye on that. But for the most part, I think it's going to be budget and then it's going to be criminal justice and environment are going to be sort of the big sticking points over in Lansing.
And Riley, your piece in Bridge, you did kind of a rundown of what could be on the front burner at some point. Talk a little about government transparency. Certainly it's something Michigan has taken some heat for, the lack thereof. And there is a package that is kind of cooking.
Yeah, so there are actually two really big government transparency packages going through the process right now. One of them would open the legislature and the governor up to Freedom of Information Act requests. You know, people have said there are some loopholes left in this, you know, that can allow them to continue to shield information, but it's certainly a lot better than what we have right now, which is both the legislature and the governor completely exempt from FOIA. And then there's another bill package that would require some financial disclosures, and that's really intended to allow the public to see possible conflicts of interest that legislators might have. You know, maybe they're voting on some legislation that would affect gas stations and they own a gas station chain is kind of something that we would be looking for. You know, those are both in process. We're not exactly sure when they'll see movement. A big reason for that is that Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey is not thrilled by either one of them. He said that they both would need some changes before his chamber is going to be able to take them up.
Finally, are we going to see anything as far as gun control measures, do you think, this fall, Shana?
That's a good question. And that's one where I tend to be more pessimistic about them. Obviously, there was recently two mass shootings in one weekend. We saw a lot of the usual reactions to it, which is, you know, something needs to be done, but whether or not they're actually going to be able to come to a consensus about that. There are red flag bills in the legislature sort of waiting for some level of movement. Those were introduced by Democrat Representative Robert Wittenberg. He's tried to pass these bills for years now. And essentially, these are the ones that would allow for family members or people who know someone who might be a risk to themselves or others to report them to law enforcement and have them take away their guns. Whether or not we'll see any movement on that, it really, I think, probably depends more on what happens nationally and whether or not President Donald Trump is actually on board with some changes in order for Republicans to follow through.
Shana Roth, Michigan Public Radio Network, joined by Riley Began from Bridge Magazine, keeping watch on what's happening under the dome in Lansing. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.